Hello, I'm Stephen Lynch, and I'm here to share with you the key insights from my book, Business Execution for Results. As a seasoned consultant who has worked with thousands of companies worldwide, I've seen firsthand what works and what doesn't when it comes to strategic planning and business execution. In this summary, I'll walk you through the proven methodologies that can help you drive better business results, especially if you're leading a small to mid-sized firm. Let's start with a fundamental truth. It's easy to come up with big, audacious goals. The real challenge lies in making them a reality. That's where careful planning comes in. In my years of experience, I've found that a truly effective big, hairy, audacious goal, or BAG as we call it, needs to meet four crucial criteria. First, it needs to be genuinely big, something that stretches your organization beyond its comfort zone. Second, it should take a significant amount of time to accomplish, often years. Third, the path to achieving it should be somewhat elusive, pushing you to innovate and adapt. And finally, it must be easy to identify when you've accomplished it. But having a BAG isn't enough. You need to align it with your core purpose and values. Your core purpose is your organization's fundamental reason for existing, beyond just making money. It's the driving force that inspires your team and guides your decisions. Your core values, on the other hand, are the principles that define your company culture and behavior. I remember working with a mid-sized tech firm that was struggling to differentiate itself in a crowded market. We spent time defining their core purpose, which turned out to be empowering small businesses through innovative technology. This clarity of purpose not only energized their team, but also helped them make strategic decisions that truly aligned with their mission. Once you have your BHAG, core purpose, and values in place, it's time to take a hard look at your business environment. This involves conducting a thorough industry analysis using tools like Porter's Five Forces. You need to understand the rivalry among existing competitors, the threat of new entrants and substitutes, and the bargaining power of both suppliers and customers. But don't stop there. You also need to scan the broader environment for political, economic, social, and technological forces that could impact your business. I once worked with a manufacturing company that failed to anticipate the impact of emerging 3D printing technology on their industry. By the time they realized its potential, they were already playing catch-up. Another crucial aspect is understanding your target market. Who are your ideal customers? What are their needs, preferences, and pain points? This knowledge is essential for making informed strategic decisions. Now comes the challenging part, making key strategic decisions. One of the most important decisions you'll make is choosing your value discipline. Will you focus on operational excellence, product leadership, or customer intimacy? Each of these paths requires a different set of capabilities and trade-offs. For instance, I worked with a software company that was trying to be all things to all customers. They were spreading themselves thin and not excelling in any area. We helped them focus on product leadership, which meant investing heavily in R&D and being first to market with innovative features. This focus allowed them to command premium prices and attract tech-savvy customers who valued cutting-edge solutions. Another critical decision is determining what's core to your business and what's not. This is where many leaders struggle. It's easy to keep adding products and services, but it takes real courage to say no. Remember, strategy is as much about what you choose not to do as it is about what you choose to do. I often tell my clients, you have to constantly prune the rose bush to create beautiful blooms. It's not easy, and it goes against the grain for many business leaders, but it's one of the keys to creating a winning strategy. Having a great strategy is only half the battle. The real challenge lies in execution. This is where many companies falter. To execute effectively, you need to translate your strategy into specific, measurable goals and key performance indicators, KPIs.
Execution isn't just about processes and metrics. It's also about people. To drive results, you need to create a high-performance culture. This starts with hiring the right people, what I call A players. These are individuals who not only have the skills you need, but also align with your core values. Once you have the right people on board, you need to engage them. This means connecting their day-to-day work to the company's core purpose and strategic goals. It also means providing regular feedback and opportunities for growth and development. I remember working with a professional services firm that was struggling with employee turnover. We implemented a structured onboarding process and regular one-on-one meetings between managers and their team members. These practices not only improved retention, but also led to higher levels of employee engagement and productivity. Finally, remember that strategy execution is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing process of continuous improvement and adaptation. The business environment is constantly changing, and your strategy needs to evolve with it. This is why I recommend conducting quarterly strategic review sessions. These sessions allow you to step back from the day-to-day operations, assess your progress, and make necessary adjustments to your strategy. In these reviews, you should revisit your SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, review your strategic projects from the last quarter, and choose new strategic projects for the coming quarter. This regular rhythm of review and adjustment keeps your strategy fresh and relevant. I've seen companies transform their performance by adopting this disciplined approach to strategy execution. One manufacturing company I worked with went from struggling to stay afloat to becoming a market leader in their niche within 3 years of implementing these practices. In conclusion, business execution for results is not about having a perfect plan. It's about having a good plan and executing it brilliantly. It's about making clear strategic choices, aligning your organization around those choices, and then relentlessly driving execution through disciplined processes and a high-performance culture. Remember, strategy without execution is hallucination. But with the right approach to execution, you can turn your strategic vision into reality and achieve the results you've always dreamed of. Now it's time for you to take these insights and put them into action in your own business. Here's to your success.